Right, and then another, they're all very pertinent questions and very important, but are you going in the same direction? I know we used to tease about getting on the plane and if one person's going to China and one person's going to another destination in their relationship, they're not heading in the same direction, so it's not going to cause them to have a connection in a sense.
Yeah, so maybe
that's elaborate true. On that.
Oh, on that analogy. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, the analogy is, you know, if you're sitting at an airport and you're sitting in the airport lounge and you've got a ticket, as you say, let's say you're going to China, you know, because you're going to go do some missionary work there, some very, you know, good, noble sort of vacation somewhere. And that's why you're sitting in the, and you look across and you see this very, I'm going to assume I'm the female, you see this handsome gentleman sitting there. And you think, oh, this is nice gentleman. Let me go sit, you know, I've got some time. And you get there and you start chatting and you find out, like, I'm a little bit attracted to this guy and I like this conversation and where it's going to. But then, you know, you discover that he's got a ticket to go to L.A., you know, and he's going to become an actor or something. You know, he's got some totally different direction, you know. It's very unlikely that you're going to put your ticket down and go, okay, let me just jump on the plane. But in relationships and in, you know, that's what happens. Mm. People are going in, you know, they've got their definite directions, they know where they want to go, and suddenly they meet this person and they'll just give it all up, you know, they'll just give it all up. What happens then with that is the person that gives up the direction they wanted to go to and their dreams, they're just going to die internally, and they'll start to resent the other person, you know, that I've given up all my dream for you, you know. And the other person, believe me, you don't want to come home to a spouse who feels purposeless, who feels unfulfilled. You're going to have a very difficult time, you know. And if they don't let you know it, you're going to experience their frustration and their unhappiness, you know. Yeah. So I think going in the same direction is important. And I'm not talking about the nitty-gritty in specifics, but just generally, you know, this is our passion. This is where we're going to go to. So if we're going to build something together, we're going to do this, and we're going to support one. And there may be times where you've got to consider, okay, I'm going to support for a while. But don't give up on your dreams and, you know, for the sake of just being in a relationship. Yeah. Love isn't the only reason to get married.
That's what I was going to ask you, because people say they're so in love. But you can love each other, but yet your paths are so different and your beliefs are so different.
Yeah.
And, it's not good enough to get married.
Okay, then the next step, here we're on step 9. Still got a few more to go. Is, can we build stability?
Okay.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we were actually chatting about this today, looking at ethics, work ethics. How do you handle your jobs? Do you go to work thinking, well, okay, I'm just going there because I have now... I'm getting a salary, so I'm going to do the minimal that I can, and that's it. And I think when we look at the way people handle life in general, that's exactly how they're going to treat a relationship. So if they respect what they do and they hold their jobs as valuable, that's the way they're going to treat their relationship. And then I think I mentioned this, find out if he's got a job or if she's got a job. Because it's wonderful to think that we can live on love alone. Doesn't work. And then together discussing maybe finances. What are you like as far as your finances go?
Yeah.
Is one person a spender? Is one person a saver? Because that's going to count heavily in your relationship. Because you need to be on the same path. If not, you need to sit down and talk about that. Very seriously.
Yeah. And I think also what's important in terms of not only do they have work and how do they manage their finances, and But are they building their lives in a sustainable way?
Mm,
you know, so so some, you know, some people are like, I'm chasing my dream, you know, and they just go for it and they burn themselves out, you know, and and then they got nothing else. You know, their work consumes them, their job consumes them, their passion even might consume them, and they got no capacity for anything else in the relationship. So I think you've got to look at, are people managing that well, navigating it? Because you want it to be sustainable.
Yeah.
So, and are they being stable in all of that? I think you also get these people that, you know, guys and girls, you know, jump from one job to another and like can never settle down, never sure of what they want to do, what they don't want to do. You know, that's a red flag, you know.
And I think when you're dating, it seems very sort of admirable in a sense, because the woman especially will think, oh, he's got a spirit of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But when that adventure becomes too adventurous and you don't settle down, then you need to look at it and think, well, this is not...
Yeah, too much adventure now. Let's get some certainty. Too much adventure.
Yeah. Okay, and then the inevitable is, how do we deal with conflict? Because conflict is something that's there to stay. And,
Yeah, well, we touched on it a little bit when we looked at communication. So I think the key thing here is you've got to ask yourself, can I handle conflict? You know, or do I just get so scared of it and I run away from it? And then what sometimes, and because you're scared of conflict, you actually will silence your own needs and you won't express what you need in this relationship, and you will, your voice will just not exist in terms of the relationship. And you won't set boundaries. You know? So you dealing with conflict and how you're dealing with it is very important. So that you have an assurance going forward that when we do disagree, as you say, which will happen, we can get through this, you know. We don't fall apart.
Yeah.
We don't run away from each other. Our anxiety levels stay pretty low.
And I think the more you actually engage in that, the easier it becomes, and you realize that you can agree to disagree on many things. And it doesn't mean that we are not on the same page. It just means that we have our own opinions.
Okay, then step number 11 is, do they know how to care for me? So you need to ask yourself that question.
Okay. So in looking at that, does the male or female understand the priorities in your life? Do they know you as a person, good and bad, the moods, and when you are out of control, how do they handle it? Do they actually become distant and not engage, or do they, are they able to contain you when you are in that space of losing control? And a way of doing that is to know your love languages. I think that's an amazing, if you've never done your love languages before, there's an amazing book where you can actually discover who you are. And that will give you tools on how to respect each other and give each other what you really need. I think I looked at, are they... when you do get upset and when you really have faced a situation where you are totally out of control, does that other person know how to contain you in a way that still enables you to have your dignity and not feel that you are being a bit over emotional?
Crazy. All right. Then step 12, okay, I'll discuss that one. Unconditional love. Again, tied into what you just said, can I fail and you still love me? You know, can I show you the not good side of me and you will still love me and you will still stay with me? You know, you won't run away from me. And, you know, and what's the biggest mistake, you know, that they can handle. So that's Or are you going to have to pay the price, you know, for every mistake that you make? You know, they're going to give it to you. And so in that dating process, you know, you've got to test this. You know, is there unconditional love here? Or is the love based on very superficial stuff, you know?
I think that's where it comes down to being honest with each other, because we all come with a past. And we all come with stuff that we are scared that if we share with the significant other, they might not like us or they might look at us differently. So be able to handle the challenges that there have been past relationships, there have been hurts, there's baggage. And to speak about it before you actually tie the knot and get married.
Yeah. And then the last, actually not the last one, it's number 13. Very simple one, but I think every choice and decision you make, aim for win-win. You know, don't get into this, I got to always win and you got to lose. Yeah, but aim for win-wins. And keep the other person's interests, best interests, at heart, you know, and in mind.
But when you say win-win, that you both come
away feeling that you've won. Yeah. Okay. And sometimes, you know, I think we always think win-win. So coming back to communication, the goal of it is not about getting agreement. It's about understanding. And many times you, in discussing something, you've got to give up maybe your solution and they've got to give up their solution, but then you come up with a better solution. So, and that's a win-win, you know. So it's not about, I'm going to hold on to what I believe should be, you know, and I'm never going to let this go. Sometimes you've got to let it go for the sake of finding a better solution. And yeah, and you both want to walk away saying, we've won, you know. I've won and we've won.
Okay.
I think the we won is the greater goal, you know, and look after each other's interest or, you know, seek the best for each other. And that requires, you know, even there, like with communication skills, you might need to learn negotiation skills and how do we manage conflict, you know. And then the last step is a strange, if you listen, forever isn't long enough. Okay. So don't marry them if your dreams don't feel bigger in marriage. I think that's very powerful. So, you know, you want to go into marriage, okay, and see something bigger, all right, than what you, on your own, you might have dreamt about, okay? All right. And also, you don't want to, as like we said earlier, you don't want to have to give up your passions and your desires and your dreams just for the sake of having a relationship.
I think in the old days, the men would go out and work and bring in the finance, and the woman would stay home and look after the kids.
That's really the old days.
And but that is like really a long, but sometimes it still happens. I've seen relationships like that. So the fact that you both have significant abilities to do whatever you set out to do.
So those are just not the only types of steps, but as I said, using the analogy of the ladder, you know, those are steps that you need to take as you're going through the dating process, and it's really questions you need to ask yourself and you need to ask of each other and see where things are at. And when you're going through these steps and you don't know which one you're on, stay on the step that you are certain about. Okay.
So don't move until you have
rather
sorted
move,
out.
Yeah. So if step two, you can't really honestly answer and they can't, and you still like, then stay at steps two. Okay. And again, coming back to the initial statement, why must you stay on that step and not go any further? Is you never want your intimacy level. Okay, and there's different types of intimacy. Mm. It's not only about physical intimacy, but you just don't want that intimacy level to increase and go beyond the questions that you have and that you still want answered. And I think that's in today's culture, it just everybody goes for the end goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they want to experience all the physical, the emotional, the intellect, you know, all those other types. They want to experience all that intimacy, but there's some questions that they have, but they'll justify not getting answers to those questions just for the sake of experiencing some level of intimacy. Because we are created as beings that need intimacy. You know, so it's a legitimate need, but if it's nothing else you take away from, don't take any steps or don't go beyond the level of intimacy. If you can't, if you don't feel safe and you don't feel I can trust this person at this level, okay?
And know that life's a journey and that we are all students, if you can call it, on this journey where we constantly learning. We're never going to arrive. There's always going to be obstacles that we're going to be facing. And as we go through different stages in our life, maybe the challenges will get more intense. But to talk about it, to communicate, and to let the other know your needs.
Important. So those are just some steps that hopefully, if you are thinking of entering the dating process or you are in the dating process, and it doesn't matter where you find yourself at the stage, just look at these questions and ask yourself these questions and ask it of each other. And even if you having now to ask these questions and suddenly, whoops, there's some red flags and you're getting anxious about it, and you maybe have gone beyond the level of trust that you should have, then just stop. You know, I think it's good that at this point you feel that pressure of getting those things answered and resolved before you move on, because it's all part of building trust, you know. You don't want to find out all these red flags after, and then now trust gets broken.
I think that last step, which says forever isn't long enough, it's so true, because you have the rest of your life to live with each other. So to actually become skilled at how you're going to navigate that journey is so important before you enter into marriage. So being in love is wonderful, but it's so much more, and there's a lot of work to be done, but it's actually worthwhile.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. So thank you for tuning in to Heart Talk. If you found this episode helpful, please like and subscribe to our channel and also leave a comment. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And if you have found any of our previous episodes, including this one, helpful, and you want to book a session with us because you feel you just need to engage with us and work through some of these things, then please contact us at jcyartu@telkomsa.net. And until next time, this is your hosts, Jose
and Cheryl,
signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye.